Visiting with Beef Logic, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. While on the South Dakota Angus tour out in the northeast region of South Dakota, I had the chance to visit with Cagney Shoddy, who is with Beef Logic Incorporated, and she gave us a little bit of background information on what exactly they do and who they are.
Absolutely. So Beef Logic is actually a nonprofit organization that my boss started just to promote the beef industry. You know, we have the capability to go out and help different organizations and different programs just promote the beef industry and, you know, help further their programs and their businesses.
Working with all these different ranchers and producers has to be really rewarding too, and just a fun experience.
Yeah, it's a great experience. You know, those of us that work for Beef Logic, we all are from the beef industry, and so it's fun to get back to our roots and work with producers and help them to put together a tour so that they can showcase their genetics and their operations.
Absolutely. Definitely out there promoting the beef industry. Well, promoting the beef industry, Beef Logic created a jerky product.
You bet.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, so we do have our own beef jerky product, like you said. And we created that because, like I said, we're a nonprofit organization. So we actually go through and we sell that beef jerky product, and it feeds right back into our organization so that we can continue serving, like I said, beef producers and the beef industry to continue to promote it.
And Beef Logic is located out of Pierre, but where could our listeners find you guys if they wanted some more information?
Absolutely. We have a website. So beeflogic.org is where you can find us and find a lot of information on us. And then we also have a Facebook page as well. So okay. Beef Logic, Inc.
Again, that's Cagney Shoddy, who is with Beef Logic Incorporated. And they did a lot putting on that South Dakota Angus tour. Next year's tour will actually be out in Rapids. So make sure to keep an eye out for that one. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.